We are in the age that the rapture will take place. The seed that was planted at Pentecost, it died at Nazir, but it sprang up again through this last three church ages. We are the three works of grace: justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost, that we are destroyed totally, so that what salvation is all about, people didn't know it again. And up till now, they are still in the confusion that Satan unleashed against the church during the dark ages. Christianity has been misrepresented, misplaced, wrongly taught, and the devil succeeded. When you go to any church and you see women not covering their hair, your hair is your glory. It means that church, the word of God, is not protected. But the word of God is the glory of God. When you see them sitting down there with their hair uncovered, watch very well. This will be confirmed there. The word of God is not protected. So that you know how to identify a true church. And when you see women cutting their hair, it means that church has come to an estate where the word of God is now also cut, removed. They don't accept the totality of the word anymore. That is where you will see the bar of the gospel has been lowered. And they do that to enable everybody to come into the church. There are some of these churches, if you see them, if you hear their history of how they started and where they are today, then you will understand the story of Samson. By the time the church reached that estate, Samson's hair has been completely removed. The word of God completely scraped out of the church. Immediately Samson's hair was removed, they had another target. They removed his eye. That's the reason why the whole church, only one man, they see vision. Only one man be prophet. The rest of you, God, your eye has been plucked off. No more gifts. But more importantly, no more revelation. The church of Jesus Christ, no more revelation. This whole world can never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone. For I've made my consecration, and I am my wedding garment on. So how many people are ready to go now? Let me see your hand now. Your wedding garment is ready. You have made your consecration. You are ready now. If it comes now, bam, you will go. You are sure. God forbid, if you die now, you will be with him. How many people? Clap your hands. Okay, I'm free now to talk. I'm free. We are many. All of you that put up your hand, listen carefully to what I want to say now. We are continuing about the story of Samson, because we have some things to learn from that story. And only the wise will understand what the story of Samson is here for. Number one, we learn to know that he who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. Because Samson believed he stood. Anything that happened, I'll just shake. That's all. That until we come, all the Philistines are in trouble. But he didn't know that the source of his power, they have found the secret. And the power was removed. Without that hair on Samson's head, shake, nothing will happen. And when they were scraping that hair, he was sleeping. He didn't know. Praise the Lord. From the story of Samson, then you understand why the Lord Jesus Christ said we should watch and pray. Watch. If Samson, we are watching and not taking things for granted, watching and praying, God will have revealed to him who Delilah was. And always remember as Christians that the apostle said that the adversary, Satan the devil, he said, goeth to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And William Branham put it this way, he said, if Satan is not after you, it is because he has gotten you. That's the truth. And another thing we learn from the story of Samson is that we should not only be hearers of the word, do everything to become doers of the word also. Praise the Lord. And we spoke so much about Samson, and we saw that the power that Samson had was on his hair, and Samson is a type of the Church of Jesus Christ. It's a type of the Church of Jesus Christ, raised up to destroy the Philistines. But the Philistines ended up conquering him, destroying Samson. In fact, they didn't destroy him, they conquered him and enslaved him. It's a position of the church, it's a condition of the church. We are raised up for signs and wonders. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will take up any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hand upon the sick shall recover. But look at the condition of the church today. See us running up and down to look for who we pray for us. See us running up and down because we match poison. See us looking up and down, even in the dream, we eat poison. Oh, see the miserable estate of Samson, the church. Why? The hair of Samson has been cut off. The power of the church, typed by that hair, is the word of God. And that is all we tried to prove in the previous messages. You remove the word of God, then we are as ordinary people anywhere else. The source of our strength is not anointing. The source of our strength is not speaking in tongue. It's not any gift. The source of our strength is the amount of the word of God you have in you. It is the sword of the Spirit. And Satan knows that more than us. And because Satan knows that more than us, the first thing he did was to take the word of God that pertained to salvation, the three works of grace, and perverted it, destroy it, so that if you are not justified, you are not under the blood of Jesus. So he will continually have control over the children of God. Without holiness, no man will see God. So that God will be far from us. He introduced all manner of carnality and worldliness among Christians so that he can have a field day having control. No more light, but darkness. But we can go further. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. William Branham was the one that gave us this key. He said he didn't go to school, so he understands the gospel by nature. Nature is the first gospel. Amen. Nature, all you need is just wisdom to understand nature. You don't go to school to understand nature because you live among nature. You live among them. So, then Apostle Paul also came concerning the hair covering. Then he said, does not even nature teach you? So, even from nature, we can learn the gospel. So, what is the hair of Samson? Samson is a type of the church, and the church is represented as a woman. The three symbolic women in the Bible. We have the bride of Jesus Christ. We have, that is the bride of Jesus Christ is in Revelation chapter 19. And then chapter 17, Revelation chapter 17 is the harlot. It's the harlot. And then Revelation chapter 12 is Israel. And Israel is the church of God in the wilderness. The bride of Christ is the church of Christ. And the harlot is, amen, an ill-famed woman. She's also a woman. And it is also a church. Praise the Lord. So, first and foremost, we will now look at a woman. If you carry a woman, a modern day woman today, who is going to church, a Christian woman who is going to church, then everything about her will make you understand the condition of the church today. Let's look at one woman that goes to church. Remember that her hair is her glory. The Bible tells us the glory of a woman is her hair. The hair is given to her. That is her glory. And the glory of the church is the word of God. Praise God. That is the glory. That is what he clothes us with. That is what he washes us with. That is what he cleans us with. That is the mirror we use. That is the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the word of God. Now, let me just look at an example. Let me just pick a few of it. A married woman, because they are all married. The bride is married. Israel is married. That ill-famed woman is also married. So first, the church, as a woman, is either properly married or not properly married. I'm looking at the woman now so that we shall understand the gospel. There are some women that will say, I am married. But you still have to ask these days. You don't pay your bride price? Are you properly married? Or it is wajoko? And yet he's calling you my wife. You are not properly married. And that is a condition of the church. There are some churches today, Christians today, churches gathering that are not properly married because the bride price has not been paid for them. They are not yet justified. They have not taken the name of their husband in water baptism. They are not yet under the blood of Jesus. Any church. And some churches, they don't care about water baptism. They are not properly married. But they are shouting, I am married. But when we look at how a proper marriage is, they are not properly married to Jesus. And there are some churches that are properly married. But the wife of that man is an unfaithful woman. They paid her bride price. Oh. They did wedding, oh, big wedding. Oh. She's wearing wedding ring. Oh. But she's an adulterous woman. She's not faithful to her husband. I'm talking about the church. Can I go on? Do I need to break this again? I'm talking about the church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are some marriages. If they are married to a king, and we are married to King Jesus. But in among the women associated with the king, there are two groups. One is called a queen. And the other one is called what? Concubine. Thank you very much. But they all belong to the king. Oh, there are some churches that are concubine churches. I'm teaching you something, oh, so that you'll understand the Bible. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you know that during the restoration, that is the sixth church age under Wesley, that the dressing of a woman, always, the attention is always woman. Why? Because It is to make you understand the church. During wedding, attention is where? Is it on the bridegroom or on the bride? Is the bride, is the priest? Come and see preparation. Come and see the cloth. The cloth where she go wear only once. She wears it only once. But the man can go and borrow his friend the coat to come and wear. Or even the coat where you don't wear attire before, you can wear the coat and come. Nobody they look at. Nobody looks at your dress, brother. Don't bother about the dress you wear during your wedding. Just concentrate on that woman. It means so much to her. Praise the Lord. Even a ring, wedding ring, no form of jewelry was allowed in that age. Before the Pentecostal age came in. It was in the Pentecostal age, praise God, that all manner of things began to take place. It's in the Pentecostal age that you begin to see women being ordained into the ministry. It is in the same age that even worldwide, we have these advocates for gender equality. What a man can do, equality, equality, a woman too can do it. It is in this age that women began to wear trousers. To tell the whole world, if that dress separates you from me, I will wear the dress, the same dress only they wear, so that everybody will know we are one. We are the same. That's when they start to wear trousers. All that has a spiritual meaning. Praise the Lord. All of a sudden, you have ministers now that have taken over the church of Jesus Christ. You have churches now that claim equality with Christ. Whose picture do you see in signboard outside? It is a Jew claiming equality with God, with Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All of a sudden, women began to wear earring. And it became an issue in the restoration move. And that is the biggest issue today in Christendom. Jewelries and women wearing trousers. And people don't know that is there for the wise to understand the condition of the church. So that they will know where to stand. What is this earring? In Exodus chapter 21, we all know it. The earring is a symbol, a signboard of a slave that refused freedom. I want you to understand where I am going. In Israel, earring was strange. It was in their fall away that they began to wear earring. But in those days, only the Ishmaelites wore earring. You can hold a slave for 6 years, six church ages. The seventh church age, after the 6 years, a jubilee sound of freedom for every slave to come out of denominationalism. And if the slave say, I love my master, now he give me wife, now he take chop, now there they take chop, he say he will not go. You are to go free, free. That is what I tell you people now. All of you listening to me, if it is revelation you caught and you decided to leave that church, no cost, no manipulation, nothing projected against you because you left that church will work. Because you are responding to jubilee. You have to go out free. The 6 year. After 6 years, get out. After six church ages, no more bondage. No more bondage. But if the slave say, I will not leave my master, what will happen? It will take them before witnesses. The elders, And they will put a hole in the ear and hang a ring there. And forever, you remain a slave. No more freedom. Eh? What are you saying, Pastor? They say, come out of her, my people, and don't be partaker of her sins. You say you love her. If you read the Bible very well, amen, it is the condition of the church now. If you look at the church very well and read the Bible very well, then you will see a scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And if you read it from verse 9, read it up to verse 15. Let's read it for emphasis. Hallelujah. Concerning the coming of the Antichrist, he said, even him, the Antichrist, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And it is now I understand the meaning of lying wonders. And these lying wonders, they anointed Boku for Africa. Boku, this is where they do arranging prophecy, arranging miracle. This is the age they are doing it. And they don't know the spirit that is propelling them to do that is the Antichrist spirit. Let's read on. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. This is the reason. Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God himself shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The truth is presented to them, Christians. Come out of this confusion of Babylon. They refuse. Because they love unrighteousness. You want to come to Christ and only add Jesus to your own lifestyle. And you have pastors that will say it doesn't matter. You have pleasure in unrighteousness. You have no pleasure for truth. You have no love for truth. But pleasure in righteousness, God himself will do something to your ear. So that you will be believing that lie. He called it a delusion. He will delude you. So that you are seeing something that will lead you to hell. But God causes you to believe it. So that thing will carry you to hell fire. What is he using that is deluding them? Anointing. So that you will say, this is evidence God is with him. But what are they preaching there? Nothing that will take you to heaven. They will not touch your lifestyle. They will not touch holiness. They will not do anything that will hurt you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So any church you see that they permit women to be wearing a ring, it is a sign that that church is a deluded church. It happened. He said, a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But they will heap to themselves what? Teachers with itching ears, itching ears. What they want to hear. Motivational talkers. They will tell you, prostitute, it is well with you. That's what you want to hear. They will tell you, drunkard, the Lord is good. They will tell you, 419, Yahoo, Yahoo. It is not you doing it, it's your old self that is doing you. The new self is righteous. I know who I am. I know who I am. There is a human side of me, and there is a spiritual side of me. Don't judge me by what you see. I know who I am with my God. Anytime I need him to pray, he answers. If you are living in sin, and you pray, every time you pray, before you finish, God answers you, it's a delusion. God is deluding you. So that you will continue in that sin. After all, I did something. God no rebuke me. God no rebuke me. This person, now you don't rebuke me. God, what they see? You don't see the girlfriends where I get. You don't see how I get that money where I come put for altar. Why you not stop me from coming to put the money? Even the pastor, when I tell him, you know, our pastor, I tell him, send a cocaine. He bless me before I travel. And God answer my prayer. And I come back now. I pay my tithe. That bride, every time, condemn. I'm going again next week. And pastor has prophesied the road clear. You are under a delusion. Delusion! So that you will believe that pastor and he will lead you to hell. Certainty. Ahab is an example of a deluded man. We know the story of Ahab. He had 400 prophets. In fact, he had 850 prophets. But he just selected just few, 400. When he decided to go for that battle. Amen. He decided to go for the battle in Ramoth Gilead. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then, but before then, there is a prophecy of judgment that is waiting for him. When he went and collected the land, the inherited land of Naboth, killed him and collected his land by the advice of his wife. And we know what happened. The prophet came to him. You have killed Abi and you are going to protect possession. And gave him prophecy. Where the dogs licked the blood of Naboth. That is where your own blood too, they will lick it. They will lick the blood of Jezebel, that your wife. They pronounce judgment. But years passed, nothing happened. So God, don't forget. God watches over his word to perform it. He watches over it. He watches over his word to perform it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The only thing that can make God change his mind is if you repent. But you think he has forgotten? He's only waiting for the appointed time. And the appointed time, it came. Somebody who is not right with God wants to go for battle. Who will protect you? And he called somebody. They always want to come close to you that is spiritual because they are afraid. They know the life they live. So they want to hang on to you. And this foolish, very good Christian, Jehoshaphat, very good, came and then. Come and join me now. Let's go for battle. Come and join me now. You're my brother now. Come and join me. Why do you need him? Why do you need Jehoshaphat? You want to hide under his grace. Are you not all kings? Who will take over that land? Who will own it? No, be Ahab. What do you concern Jehoshaphat? Okay. Praise the Lord. When they say, the Bible says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Amen. Be careful. Evil communication corrupts good manners. There are people that are in jail today. They are not guilty, but because they were just associated with a criminal, therefore they rope them inside. If you are not a criminal, then why is a criminal your friend? Why are you always around an unbeliever? Why are you always around? Because he's going to your church does not make him a Christian. By their fruits, ye shall know them. Jehoshaphat, who is normally spiritual. Before we go, let's inquire. Because in Israel, before you go, you must inquire. And then, bring them. Now he said, I have prophets. He gathered 400 of them. All of them prophesied that he will win in the battle. Hey, Sheremama said, go, the Lord is with you. It is well. And there are more than 400 prophets now in the land, even Lagos alone, that prophesy to the wicked. It is well. It is well. That is their gospel. All is well. All is well. And then you will see these wicked people. Oh, pastor. Oh, pastor. And tears will be coming there under anointing. This man is. Now, one fornicator. With a paintedness and half naked dress. And they don't know that that man is leading them to hell. How can the Bible say it shall not be well with the wicked? Your pastor is saying it is well with you. And you are believing him. Hey, that is a delusion. Okay. 400 of them prophesied. But the way they were prophesying. Amen. The spirit of discernment. On Jehoshaphat, I said, excuse me. Is this all you have? Any other one? What did he say? There is one that will never say anything good. Why will a true prophet tell a wicked king that abandoned Israel? The Bible says, among all the predecessors of Ahab, none has done wickedly like Ahab. Went and brought idols, put them offering sacrifices to idols, a seed of Israel. And 400 prophets are in Aso Rock eating with him. Collecting tithes and offering. 400. And billions have been stolen. 400. That is the period that most people bought private jets. Pastors. That was the period. That was the period they all bought private jets. 400 prophets of Ahab. And before you know what, he said, don't talk like that now, spiritual Jehoshaphat. Call him to come. Anyway, to cut the long story short, Micaiah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, raise more Micaiah this age, Lord. That's the reason why I look strange. Because I say it the way I see it. They are saying you are calling names. Because they don't read the Bible. They don't know the spirit of restoration. They don't know, hallelujah, that Elijah anointing has come back. Hallelujah. That we face the king and tell the king the truth. Even if it will cost him, it cost him his life. That anointing is here again. Are you not afraid of death? Then they die more than once. The other people, when they kill, now because they preach, then they kill them. So why is it that therefore I will not talk the truth? I will talk the truth. I will say it like Micaiah. Ahab sent Micaiah to prison. Keep him there till I come back. Micaiah still said, that is if you come back alive. Hallelujah. Now listen, praise the Lord. But do you know something? Micaiah, Ahab believed Micaiah. Ahab knows that Micaiah is a true prophet. Amen. But there was a delusion that was on him. What is the evidence that he believed Micaiah? He told Jehoshaphat, you dress as the king. So me, I will just dress like common person because, you know, now me, they go fine, not be you. He knew, he believed. If he didn't believe, then why do you disguise yourself? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But something happened. That's where I am going. God opened the eye of Micaiah. As soon as Ahab set his heart to go for that battle. God said, hey, the appointed time has come. He gathered them, his children. Gathered his children according to the story. And God came down to have family meeting. You know, sometimes God will act like a human being. He will act as if he doesn't have wisdom. He wants wisdom from you. He wants to relate with his family. I beg, I beg, I beg. who will, how, give me idea that will make Ahab to go to that battle and perish there. Who has idea? This one bring this idea. This one bring this idea. This one bring this idea. It no work. Then he who goeth to and fro appeared. Oga, I have a ministry. I have a ministry. What is your ministry? Lying. Lying. People with that ministry will stand at the altar. The Lord told me that he's raising 10 millionaires this week. The Lord told me you sow a seed of 1 million each. The Lord told me you are going to be great. The Lord told me he is speaking at the altar. He is speaking by a spirit, but he's lying. He's speaking by a lying spirit. That lying spirit is still in the church now. That lying spirit is to delude somebody. And then he said, God, he said, how will you do it? He said, I will go to those 400 prophets and anoint them. Then all of them will prophesy to him to go. He said, can God say that's a very wonderful idea? Oh yeah, go. And they left. He left on his assignment. Come and see as anointing was flowing there. Thus said the Lord, my people, I have called you great. That land below you, I gave to your forefather, Abraham, Isaac, I gave it to them. You shall take possession. Even, don't even go with too many soldiers. Go with only 100. You can't carry bless. Amen. And based on it, they went. Well, let me not go into that story. The end of it all is that he went for that battle. Even though he disguised. They started to pursue Jehoshaphat. Oh, God is merciful. Hey, God is merciful. They saw Jehoshaphat. They thought that is the king. They pursue him. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat had to cry. There are some cry you are crying. It's because you are associated with wrong people. And they quickly went. They discovered, say, how many man be this? Where is he now? Prophetic action. They decided to do prophetic action. I call this arrow, the arrow of Ahab. As I fire it, wherever Ahab is, go and locate him. Hey! Prophetic action. The Bible says, one of the soldiers just said by venture, God said, don't worry, this is the appointed time. The anointing took over. Began to look for Ahab. Wherever you are, your sin will find you out. Hit him. And that is how he died. What made him to die? He believed a lie. He was deluded by God. So that he will believe that lie and perish. That is the same thing that is going on in the church of Jesus Christ now. Liars behind the pulpit for the purpose of delusion. That's why you have them. Their gospel, it doesn't matter. And their women, the more we preach, and some of them are here too now. They only remove you from the gate. Because no matter what we preach, the reason they are here is not for truth. They came to for prayer. They came to see prophets. Only the way they talk, now you sabi. And they don't know. They are surprised that when they come to this prophet, the prophet will never see any evil concerning them. Therefore, because of it, they think they are right with God. They come there, they go. But let me tell you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God himself is deluding the church. Now, and that is why you see women wearing earring. Hallelujah. A type of the church. When you see women, now all of a sudden, they begin to undress themselves. Nakedness now in the church. And this old Satan knows how to do it. Pastor, this old Satan, Kai, there is nobody he cannot get. unless you are watchful. He decided to undress Christian women. The first thing he did was to remove their scarf. Doesn't matter. The hair is covered. You're fine. You're fine. They didn't know where he was going to. And before you know what, Pentecostal churches, not wearing hair. The thing said, nah, hair, it didn't interest. Wait. He's aiming somewhere. He's aiming to naked you. What is nakedness? To put your shame out. The next thing he did was sleeveless cloth. Sleeveless. So, you can see the armpit with brassiere. You know, he's doing it small, small. He doesn't do it all at once. Until it is accepted. Can't you see that an abomination like homosexuality is now celebrated? They are now pastors. He didn't go wild like that. It started from somewhere. Then before you know what, he removed. Then small time, there's one cloth they used to call spaghetti. I think it's spaghetti. You get one rope. What did you hold on for here? Hold on for here. Thank you. Now, the rope will not there again. They don't put the rope again. They will not put something here like this. I'm saying they're wearing, they're going to church. Oh. Then, the naked, then they go. The naked, then they go. Then, before you know what, he removed the back cover. He commodes the brassiere first. Then, the back here, plain. He carry one rope to just hold something for here. Then the back. What do they call him? I don't know. What do you call him? Hey! He was going somewhere. And then they are going to church. Everywhere for back there, removed. Then before you know what, the skirt, the length reduced. After some time, it kept reducing, kept reducing, kept reducing. Why is he doing that? Because they are going to sit in front of the church now. He knows where he was going to. Let me not waste time. You understand better than me. After that shot something, then they increased the heel of the shoe. So that while he's walking, amen, he's going to come to the altar to bow before the pastors that will say, oh man, you look good, you look good, you look good, you look good, you look good. It is the condition of the church that God was letting us see in these women. As he's stripping the church naked in the spirit, stage by stage, removing doctrines, removing them one by one. That is how you are seeing the condition of the woman in her dressing, like that. Therefore, it is a shameless estate of the church. The church is no longer protected. It's no longer covered. And when the church is no longer covered, sinners can enter and feel free. Anybody can enter and feel free. Even armed robbers are not afraid to go and rob in the church anymore. People, we enter the church of Jesus Christ, that sinners were afraid to enter. We will enter, something will happen to you. But now, sinners are given special numbers and given testimonies. In fact, they are given special seats. And nothing is happening. The cover, the protection of God that defines her beauty Shamefacedness is removed. And now, see the shame of the church everywhere. Read newspapers every day. Read newspapers and see what is happening to churches. Go to the social media. Go to your Facebook. Go to all these places in the internet. Go to YouTube and see what they call churches these days. Until they have all manner of things. You are saying this. See, a pastor in South Africa told the women to remove their pants in the church and hold their private parts. Okay. And people are going there. He's my pastor. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Hallelujah. By the time the church reached that estate, Samson's hair has been completely removed. The word of God completely scraped out of the church. Hallelujah. So when you go to any church also, and you see women not covering their hair, your hair is your glory. Hallelujah. It means that church, the word of God is not protected. For the word of God is the glory of God. I just want you to note it so that you know how to identify a true church. What is the word of God? The Bible. God will say, a man say, it doesn't matter. Get out of that church. The covering. And then, even if you don't see it, when you see them sitting down there with their hair uncovered, it is God letting you know the wise shall understand. Watch very well. This will be confirmed there. The word of God is not protected. And when you see women cutting their hair, it means the church, that church has come to an estate where the word of God is now also cut, removed. They don't accept the totality of the word anymore. That is where you will see the bar of the gospel has been lowered. And they do that to enable everybody to come into the church. There are some of these churches, if you see them, if you hear their history of how they started and where they are today, then you will understand the story of Samson. They started with holiness. Then he crept in there. Small. You are using the gospel and you are preventing some people from coming in. The gospel is for all. Don't you let them come. Then they will hear the word. Then they will change. That is what they use to excuse themselves. Now you see the estate some of them are. So that they can be among the largest churches in the world. So that they can be accepted everywhere they go. They lower the bar of the gospel. That's why all of a sudden, you will see the pastor's wife sitting at the altar with a low cut. And it is wrong for a woman to go and cut her hair. For your hair is your glory. You are removing your glory. That is why the Bible said the man is the glory of the woman. And that's why in some cultures, when you lose your husband, they will tell you to crepe your hair, prophetically speaking that your glory is no more. Praise the Lord. Then you see women. I'm telling you things women do to their hair to make you understand the estate of the church. You see them, all of a sudden, Christian women begin to put attachments on their hair. Things that Christian women will not do before. What was he speaking about? Praise the Lord. They are attaching the doctrines of men to the gospel. There are other things they are injecting. They are adding. We are not to add. We are not to subtract. Don't attach and don't cut. I repeat. Don't attach and don't cut. Don't do that. The churches are doing it. Hallelujah. You know, see women that will enter a saloon and color, put different color on their head. Color green, color red, color yellow, color gold, color. By the time they come out, you don't know whether a human being be this. I've been a mami water be this. I've been a masquerade, they come. I've been a waiting. To the hair, what they do to the hair. Amen. What are they doing? For attraction. And that is what is going on. This coloration of the word of God is a carnal means to cause attraction to the ministry. So these days, you have colorations such as comedians coming to make people laugh. So they will advertise it so that everybody will rush to that place because of the comedian. Then they are now explaining to you. So when they come, then we will preach the gospel. But do they ever preach the gospel? Hallelujah. You've not seen where church has football club? Football. Football club. To make people come, they organize suya night. Come and eat suya, bushmeat. Who no go? Even me, I go. What am I going for? To eat suya. So that they can be converted. And you know all the programs. You know breakfast. Come and eat the breakfast. And all those, their breakfast service. Funny, all the funny. But is that the original gospel? Is that the original way? Hallelujah. Use that instead of the God-ordained Holy Ghost move. When they preach the gospel, they were pricked in their hearts on the day of Pentecost. It is not suya they came to eat. It was not football they came to watch. It was not comedy they came to laugh. They spoke something that pierced through the flesh to the soul. And their hearts were pricked. And they began to say, men and brethren, what shall we do? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the apostle needed was one miracle and they get beautiful. And it attracted everybody to see this man that was a beggar here is walking. Then Peter rose up. Opportunity has come. It is done by that name of Jesus. And they began to preach Jesus. 5,000 that day believed. Oh, glory be to God. Peter did not enter there with a comedian. Peter did not go enter there with any gospel musician. Oh, no. There's no, nothing like that. Praise God. He said, if I be lifted up, you have to lift up Jesus. Lift him up. And he will draw men unto himself. Amen. Anyway, even if I don't go further, somebody, you should know which church now to join. Now you should know which one is a true church and which one is a deluded church. And all the denominational churches are deluded. Deluded. And there are people carrying the sermon books of William Branham that are more deluded than the denominations. By their fruit, you will know them.